What is different between non-aromatic and anti-aromatic and aromatic? Because don't memorize it as number of odd pairs of electrons or this or that. The only reason anything happens special, aromatic or anti-aromatic, is when you make a ring. So you have to have a cyclic compound to have either aromatic or anti-aromatic. Anti-aromatic only happens the same reason aromatic does, because you have full conjugation. So that means that the same two Hückel rules apply to anti-aromatic systems like they do to aromatic systems. That also means they both have to be planar. So the only difference between aromatic and anti-aromatic is how many electrons. Well, what is that difference then? Well, if you draw a Franz circle and you look at the molecular orbitals, no matter what molecule you're dealing with, aromatic systems only have their bonding electrons filled. Which that's where this odd pairs of electrons rule comes from. Because if you only have one bonding orbital, that's one pair of electrons. In any cyclic system, if you have more than one bonding orbital, you have one plus two or another two or another two. In other words, it goes up by pairs after that. So you start with one bonding pair, which would then become three and then five and then seven, and that's why it's odd numbers that determine whether it's aromatic. Anti-aromatic is if you've got too many electrons. Since electrons tend to come in pairs, the most common case is to have one extra pair. So if you're supposed to have one, you've got two. If you're supposed to have three, instead you have four. And that's why it's even numbers of electrons that make something anti-aromatic, even pairs of electrons. I still don't like that way of phrasing it, because what if you had 15 bonding orbitals but only had two electrons? Well, yeah, you have one pair of electrons, which is an odd number of pairs, but you have all these other empty bonding orbitals, which means the molecule would have to have however many plus charges to be lacking in that number of bonding electrons. So the best way is to express it is that you only have exactly the bonding orbitals filled. And if you have more than that, it's anti-aromatic. But when is it anti versus non-aromatic? Non-aromatic means it's like any molecule that's not cyclic. Either because physically the molecule's not cyclic, or you have lack of conjugation. So if you have an sp3 center that block conjugation, for example. So the same things that make something not aromatic are the same things that make something not anti-aromatic. The only difference is the number of electrons. So in the cyclobutadiene case, is it anti-aromatic? It's a bad question. That's why I didn't ask that question. Because yes, in the idealized perfect molecule, which doesn't want to exist, if it were a symmetric shape, a square, it'd be perfectly anti-aromatic. But we know in real life that it distorts. So it's got still some of that anti-aromatic character, because while it exists, the bonds are close enough that those p orbitals interact. But it is distorted, so it's not a perfect system. What about cyclooctatetraene? Is it anti-aromatic or non-aromatic? Well, it depends. Are you forcing it to be planar or not? And that's the one that's come up the most common question the last 48 hours. I don't get it. Is it or isn't it? Isn't it or isn't it? Is it? Well, it depends. And that's the point. What you're not learning is how to take a molecule and say, it's this. What you learned in that example is how does the molecule's true shape get affected by what would happen. So when you make that molecule planar, that's when you make it cyclic, planar, fully conjugated, and anti-aromatic. When that molecule distorts and it's no longer planar, it can't be aromatic or anti-aromatic, because it has to have the whole ring involved. So once it distorts, it's neither. Now, did that description that I just give help a little bit? So why don't you take that with those other examples, go back and study them. Take the withdrawing and donating groups, the orthopara directors, all that stuff that you're going to start studying today, because the quiz is now over, and we'll come back and talk about all that on Friday. How does that sound? tomorrow.